first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jerry Bodemer asked, is there something out there in space?
Lately, I've begun making a regular practice of staring into space. When I need a timeout, a pause in the action, or simply to expand beyond myself. This comes most naturally when lying in our hammock, hung between the dogwood and pittosporum trees in the shaded corner of our backyard. I start by just staring into the space above me in an unfocused way, then slowly begin to zero in on small details. The pattern of leaves and twigs frame the blue sky. Some are glinted in sunlight, others edged in shadow. The soft symphony of gentle, directionless breezes flutter the dancing leaves and offer a subtle caress. Hummingbird comes overhead several times as if to check in or say hello. Bees and bugs explore the blossoms. Children's sounds of play join in from over the fence. I sink in deeper. Then I spy a single brown leaf suspended in midair, waving like a tiny fan held only by an unseen strand of web. I wonder, what hangs by a thread in our lives these days?
Jerry Bodemer loves to look for lessons in nature. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.